Google wants to be your banker. This month, the company announced a partnership with Citigroup and a California credit union to let users access their bank accounts through Google Pay app beginning next year. It's the latest move into financial services by a Silicon Valley giant following Facebook's development of a digital currency, Apple and Venmo offering credit cards, and Amazon reportedly in talks to offer its own checking accounts. For more on this, we're joined by Jason Del Rey. He's senior correspondent at Recode. And Jason, Google revamped its Google Pay app last week. Tell us more about what they're planning with this new banking service.
Right. So what we're seeing from the big tech companies is not wanting to be an actual bank, but largely wanting to sort of deepen their relationship with customers and take advantage of the fact that when it comes to customer trust, all the surveys show that a lot of these tech giants have incredible levels of trust with consumers. And so, you know, consumer finance and banking-like products are just sort of the latest way to sort of deepen customer relationships, but also, like, get an awful lot of data about us in the process.
Right. When you say deepen relationships, I'm thinking also known as getting more data from its users so they can use that data.
That's exactly right. And the common thread across a lot of these initiatives is to learn more about us. Yes, that's partially to provide us a better service, of course. And that could mean, you know, in Google's case, learning more about our consumer habits to help marketers market better to us, give us offers. That all benefits Google. But also, you know, just for these advertising platforms in general, they want to be able to target us better, yes, but also be able to track us across devices. And so part of this is to get a better feel for how we're actually spending money and how we do that on mobile phones. So a lot of this is, in fact, a data play.
And thinking about our relationships with these companies and user trust, I mean, Apple Pay is pretty popular. How do users so far feel about these kind of partnerships? Are people creeped out by these privacy implications?
I think people who, you know, have sort of long-standing privacy fears with big tech to begin with are less likely to then, you know, go forward and trust them, you know, these companies with their consumer finances or with payment information. But the truth of the matter is, like you said, you know, Apple Pay has been, you know, a slow and steady growth over the last few years. Apple is, in fact, trying to give customers an easier way to pay in stores or to pay online. But it's also about keeping people locked into the Apple iPhone ecosystem, not only trying to lure people in with that technology who might not have an iPhone, but give me, Jason Del Rey, who's had an iPhone for a long time, one less reason to flee. Yes, you have to think hard about the privacy implications, but in the case of many of us, we've already, like, that ship has sailed.
The ship has sailed, but people get funny with their money. You know, when you start to talk about direct access to banking accounts and things like that. And I know you say that these companies, these tech companies, don't necessarily want to get into the banking business, but these plays could change banking as we know it. Is there any reaction from the finance industry or traditional banks on this?
No, that's a great point, and I wouldn't want to undersell that. I think, you know, another reason these companies are going into this space is they believe, A, yes, they can leverage the trust they have with customers, but also they think whether it's just digital tools to innovate faster than the banks can, or whether it's about providing better access to financial tools online or through apps, I think they absolutely think they can innovate better than banks. What we've largely seen is some of the big banks trying to align themselves with a tech giant. Mm-hmm. I think both sides look at each other sort of as perhaps as frenemies, and they don't yet see, you know, across the board direct competition in the way of trying to become banks. But oftentimes, you know, with these types of relationships, they become more complicated over time. You know, Apple Pay started as aligning with banks and the card networks. And then you see Apple come out with their own card. Yes, it's in partnership with Goldman Sachs, but, you know, someone who gets a credit card with Apple is likely not going to get a credit card with, you know, another big bank. And so it's these weird frenemy relationships. I'm still skeptical that a lot of these tech giants want to become actual banks. But the truth is they may be able to pick and choose bank-like features that attract customers without going through all the regulations that the big banks do.
That's Jason Del Rey, senior correspondent at Recode. As always, thank you so much and happy early Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Tanya.